Welcome to the deep dive. Welcome back, everybody, to the deep dive. Are you tired of the same old job hunting advice?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've all heard that spiel 1,000 times. You know, polish your resume, tailor your cover letter, network, network, network.
Rinse and repeat, right. But what if I told you there's a completely different way to approach the whole game?
Now you've got my attention.
Well, today we're diving deep into the work of Art Muñoz. He's a marketing consultant and the brains behind the Revenue Like Clockwork newsletter. And let me tell you, he does not mince words when it comes to the traditional job search.
What? Does he think it's a little outdated?
He actually calls it, and I quote, irredeemably and irreconcilably broken.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. Not holding back at all. Tell me more.
Right. It's a pretty bold statement, but honestly, I think a lot of people listening right now are probably nodding their heads in agreement.
You think so?
I mean, think about it. How many times have you sent out resume after resume only to hear crickets? Or you finally land an interview, and it seems like it goes great.
Yeah.
And then, poof, they vanish.
Ugh, ghosting. It's the worst. And you start to doubt yourself, right?
Exactly. You start questioning your skills and your worth.
Yeah, even when you know deep down you have a lot to offer.
And that's exactly the trap Muñoz wants us to avoid.
What, falling into that spiral of self-doubt?
Yep. He argues that the traditional job search, especially for subject matter experts, or SMEs as he calls them, actually devalues their expertise.
Interesting. So how do we break free from that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And Muñoz's answer is, well, it's pretty radical.
Oh.
He says, ditch the resume.
Okay.
And craft a job proposal instead.
A job proposal? What's that? Like you're pitching an idea to a company?
It is. Kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He believes SMEs should approach companies not as desperate job seekers, but as, get this, servant leaders.
Wait, servant leaders? Doesn't that seem kind of contradictory?
I know, right? It sounds almost paradoxical. But trust me, it's a game changer.
Okay, but what does being a servant leader actually look like in the context of job hunting?
Okay, so imagine this. You're a doctor, right? And a patient comes in.
Okay, I'm following.
A good doctor doesn't just do whatever the patient says, right?
Mm.
They use their expertise to figure out what's really going on.
Right, diagnose the problem.
Exactly. And then they recommend the best course of treatment, even if it's not what the patient initially thought they wanted.
Hmm. So you're saying we should be like doctors for companies?
In a way, yeah. We use our expertise to understand their needs, maybe even needs they haven't even identified yet, and then we propose the solution.
Okay. So instead of filling a role, we're solving a problem.
Exactly. We're guiding them towards success.
I like it.
And this shift in perspective is key. It puts us back in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Instead of reacting to whatever job postings are out there,
right,
we're proactively seeking out problems that we can solve.
So it's less about saying, hey, please hire me, and more about, hey, here's how I can help you.
You got it. And it takes us from, you know, that transactional, here are my skills, pay me, to a much more value-driven approach.
Mm-hmm.
We're offering solutions, not just our time.
Okay, so we're not just selling ourselves, we're selling our impact. But I have to ask, wouldn't companies be wary of this? I mean, I'm sure CEOs are bombarded with unsolicited advice all the time.
That's a great point, and it's why Muñoz stresses two things. Targeting the right companies.
Right.
And, you guessed it, building a killer network.
Ugh, networking. I feel like that word makes everyone cringe a little.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Muñoz's take on networking is pretty refreshing. He sees it as less about, you know, schmoozing and collecting business cards.
So not just showing up at every industry event and hoping for the best.
Not at all. He believes it's about building genuine relationships, connecting with people who share your interests.
Okay, so finding your tribe.
And who you can genuinely help.
Gotcha. So no more awkward elevator pitches.
Hopefully not. It's about finding people who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer. And vice versa.
Makes sense. So how do you even go about building a network like that? Where do you even start?
Well, Muñoz actually suggests starting with the people you already know.
Oh.
Like friends, former colleagues, even family members.
So tapping into your existing circle?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know who might have a connection or some insight that could be valuable.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook the people closest to you.
It's all about leveraging those relationships and seeing them as a stepping stone to expand your reach.
It's true. Sometimes the best opportunities come from unexpected places.
Absolutely. And as you're nurturing those connections and expanding your network, you're going to start to get a better understanding of different companies,
right?
Like cultures, the values, and the challenges they're facing.
So networking is about more than just meeting people.
Right.
It's about gathering information, almost like intel, that will help us craft that perfect job proposal.
You got it. It all starts to come together. It's like the more you know about a company, the better equipped you are to show them how you can help them succeed.
It's being strategic and intentional, but the next step is really diving deep into research.
Oh, so once we've got a good sense of the companies we're interested in, it's time to do our homework.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about skimming their website and reading their mission statement.
Yeah, we got to go deeper than that.
Way deeper. Munoz suggests using tools like LinkedIn, you know, and even some of those AI platforms like Gemini or Perplexity, even ChatGPT.
Oh, okay, yeah. Those are powerful tools.
They can really give you a much richer picture of the company.
So we can use those tools to really get a feel for the company's culture, their values, maybe even identify some challenges they might be facing.
Exactly. You're basically putting on your detective hat and gathering intel.
I love that. So we're not just applying for any job. We're looking for the right problem to solve.
You got it. And remember, don't be afraid to tap into your network during this research phase too.
Oh, right. Because someone we know might have worked at that company, or they might have some inside scoop that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
It's all about connecting those dots, right? Yeah. Building that comprehensive picture.
And then when you walk into that meeting, you're not just showing up with a resume and a smile.
Right.
You're coming in with a deep understanding of their business and some ideas about how you can help them achieve their goals.
Exactly. You know what they're struggling with, and you've got the solution.
Okay, so I'm really starting to see the difference between just looking for a job and, like, actively seeking out work that aligns with your expertise.
It's a subtle shift, but it's powerful, right?
Yeah. So can you kind of unpack that a little bit more? What's the core difference between searching for a job and searching for work?
Okay. So think of a job as that predefined role, you know, with a specific set of responsibilities, usually within a larger company structure, right?
Yeah, that traditional 9-to-5 kind of thing.
Right. But work is more about identifying a need, a problem that needs to be solved, and then offering your expertise to address it.
So it's less about fitting into a pre-existing mold.
Right.
And more about carving out your own space based on what you're good at.
Exactly. You're taking initiative and creating opportunities, not just waiting for them to fall in your lap.
And that's got to feel pretty empowering.
It is. It takes a bit of a mindset shift, you know, thinking more like an entrepreneur than like a traditional job seeker.
Right. So instead of just being another cog in the machine, we become our own brand.
Exactly.
With our own unique value proposition to offer.
You got it. And just like any successful business, we've got to market ourselves effectively.
And that's where that job proposal comes in, right?
You know it.
Okay. So let's break this down. What makes a job proposal different from, say, a traditional resume and cover letter?
Well, first of all, it's not about listing out all your skills and experience.
Okay.
It's about showcasing your understanding of the company's needs.
Right. We talked about that.
And then proposing a specific solution that uses your unique expertise.
So it's almost like we're pitching ourselves as consultants.
Exactly.
Instead of just, you know, job applicants.
It's much more like a business proposal than a job application.
Interesting. So how do we even structure a job proposal?
Well, it should be concise, you know, very focused.
Okay.
And it should be tailored to a specific decision maker within the company.
Oh, so we're not sending this to the general HR email address.
No.
We're going straight to the top.
You want to make sure it lands on the desk of someone who can actually make things happen.
Okay, makes sense. And instead of asking for a job interview,
right,
we're requesting a business meeting.
Exactly. You're positioning yourself as a valuable asset,
right,
not someone who's just begging for a job.
I love that. Okay, so let's say we've mailed the research.
Right.
We've identified the right company, the right decision maker, and we've crafted a killer job proposal.
Okay.
What happens if they're just not interested?
That's a good question, and it's definitely a possibility.
Right.
But remember, this approach is all about shifting the power dynamic.
Okay.
You're not at their mercy. You're coming to them with a solution they need.
So we're not just waiting for a response.
No.
We're being proactive and persistent.
You got it. And if they're still not interested after you followed up and reiterated your value, that's okay.
Yeah.
It just might not be the right fit.
Right. It's not a reflection on you.
Exactly. And there are tons of other companies out there who might be a much better match.
It's about finding the right partnership, not just any partnership.
Absolutely. But, you know, even if you don't land the job right away,
right,
the process of crafting a job proposal can be really valuable.
Oh, how so?
Well, it forces you to really think about your expertise,
right,
to articulate your value proposition and be strategic about your career.
It's more like creating a business plan for yourself.
You know it. And that clarity and that intentionality, that will serve you well, whether you're pursuing traditional employment,
right,
or building your own solopreneur empire.
Okay, so now I'm really starting to see the power of this approach.
It really is a whole different way of thinking about your career.
It is. It's a complete mind shift.
Yeah.
But I do have one more question.
Okay, shoot.
What about those of us who are, you know, earlier in our careers?
Right.
Maybe we don't have decades of experience to draw on.
Yeah.
Can we still use this approach?
That's a great question. And, you know, while Munoz's method is super powerful for established SMEs, those who have a lot of experience, the core principles, they can definitely be adapted for those who are just starting out.
Okay, so even if we're not experts yet, we can still be proactive.
Absolutely.
And approach job hunting with that problem-solving mindset.
It's all about identifying the skills and experiences that you do have.
Right.
And then framing them as valuable assets to potential employers.
So instead of just saying, hey, here's my resume, please give me a job.
Right.
We're saying, here's how I can help you, here's how I can add value.
Exactly. You know, even without a ton of specialized knowledge, you can still research a company.
Yeah.
Understand their challenges. Show them you're genuinely interested in their mission.
Right.
And then propose ways that you can contribute to their success.
It's about going beyond the job description.
Yes.
And showing them that you're a valuable asset, even if you're just starting out.
Got it.
Wow. This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has.
I feel like I'm seeing job hunting in a completely different light.
Good. That's the goal.
The traditional system, it might be broken.
It is. It really is.
But that doesn't mean we have to just accept it.
We don't.
We can actually turn the tables, become the architects of our own careers.
Absolutely.
And find work that is truly fulfilling and impactful.
That's what it's all about, right?
Exactly. So next time you're tempted to just, you know, fire off another generic resume,
yeah,
take a step back, do your research, find a company that you really admire, identify a problem that you can solve, and then craft that job proposal that showcases your unique value.
You got it. Be bold. Be proactive.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to reach out directly to the decision makers.
Right.
Offer your expertise and position yourself as that servant leader.
Because you never know what doors might open.
Exactly.
It's all about putting yourself out there.
Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive into a whole new way of thinking about job hunting.
It has.
So to all our listeners out there, remember,
yeah,
it's not just about finding a job.
No.
It's about finding the work that truly lights you up, that allows you to make a real difference.
Absolutely. Keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.
Until next time. Yeah.